Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Welcome back to the Up Your Brave Show, everybody. I am thrilled next to go to an interview that I did. I actually did it as a video interview. And I popped that onto my channel and I thought, you know what, I'm going to share this with my Up Your Brave RCR audience as well. So apologies in advance. The audio is not amazing, but the content is so great. I'm talking to returning guest, Wendy V, Wendy Vermeulen, and she is from Evolve NZ. And we're talking about supporting your super sensitives. So supporting HSPs, which is highly sensitive people. And we're also talking about Soul Space and her Soul Space community. So here you go. Here we are with Wendy V. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me here.
I'm so happy to chat with you. And like you and I know each other. Well, number one, we found each other because I interviewed you back in, I think it was January, on my Reality Check radio show. And you were an amazing interview guest. And then after that, you became the leader of my Tauranga or the Mount Maunganui Empowered Connections Club, which you are running down there, which is going so amazing. And today I'm so excited to just learn more from you about HSP. Can you break it down for me and my audience? What exactly is HSP, highly sensitive person? What does that mean? And how do we know if we are one?
Yes, good. Well, it's interesting, actually, because how I sort of came to share this and develop some more around this is that a lot of my clients were naturally just people who were gravitating towards my coaching, and we would be working together, and there was a consistency in the clients that were working with me quite often. And what I started looking into, realizing their sensitivity and realizing their openness and realizing that I was really seeing this as a superpower in them. And so with the coaching, I really found that there was some challenges in their life journey because of their openness and sensitivity. So I decided to do a bit of a webinar on it, and based mainly on my own experiences of working with people who are highly sensitive and open energetically and things like that, based on my own experiences and the tools that I share with my clients that seem to be really helpful and successful in supporting them. And as I was doing more research for the webinar as well, I started to find out that actually this is a thing. And there is actually a whole lot of research around this as well, which was fascinating to actually understand that there is a brain difference. There is a real difference in the way we HSPs perceive and receive. And so that's been really, really interesting because it's opened up a can of worms, and there's so many people now coming forward going, well, I need support in this because I really understand that this 100% resonates with me, to the point where some people are honestly tearful because we know what it feels like when we're finally being understood and seen for who we really are, and to see that this can be a superpower as opposed to an affliction of sorts. Mm.
So when you say sensitive, are you talking about, so you mentioned energetically, but are you talking about they might notice things environmentally, so they might be more sensitive to loud noises or to mildew in the house? Or are you predominantly meaning around, like some people might say that they're, oh, I'm an empath. Well, you might be an HSP because you're really sensitive or in tune with other people's emotions. And when they feel upset, oh my gosh, you really take it on. Is there any connection there with what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's so interesting about it, and where a lot of the people get misdiagnosed as well, because a lot of the time people get diagnosed as being ADHD. And so because they get distracted and because they aren't able to focus, sometimes people even get diagnosed as being in the autism spectrum because they're so sensitive to light or they're so sensitive to noise or this their lack of tolerance to groups or losing energy if they're in a crowded space and things like that. So, however, what's been fascinating with the research in particular is that there is actually a neurological difference between, say, ADHD, between autism and HSP. So even some of the research is saying that there categorizing HSP as neurodivergent because of the fact that it is actually something that can be diagnosed as such, which again, I'm not into diagnosing and putting labels on things, but it is interesting because sometimes we label ourselves, oh my God, I'm so ADHD, you know. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing around that is sometimes people have been put on ADHD medication, and ADHD medication is actually an up-leveling, like it actually goes in that high stimulus state, and then from there they're able to come down, whereas an HSP person would not respond in that way to ADHD medication. So there's a difference the way they respond. So yes, it can be a variety of things. Generally, it does tend to be the empathic aspect of it, being really energetically open. And one big thing that I think is just really fascinating, and that's to me one way to be able to see the difference, is the way you communicate with people and the way you're perceiving communication. So a lot of the time, HSP people are picking up so much more information in one situation. So, for example, if you're having a conversation with somebody, you're hearing different frequencies in the tone of their voice. So you're picking up not just the words they're saying, but you're actually recognizing that there is a difference in their tone, and you can see more, you can feel and hear more intentions in their tone rather than the actual structure of their words. And you're picking up all the little details in their face. So you're constantly watching for the way their eye changes, or the way the differences in the way they're maneuvering their face. So you're reading so much more information. So in every situation, you're taking in 10 times plus more information. And there could be information coming in through the lights and everything else, and the sound and the distance, and you could be multitasking because you're receiving so much. So as a superpower, if you learn to actually work with that, it is a superpower, you know, because you are basically living multidimensionally all the time. But in a where it can be a hindrance is if you're not aware of that, and it can be overwhelming, and you're taking it, all this information is coming in and you're not aware of it, and you don't know what to do with it, and it just overwhelms you. So one thing with HSP is that they do drain very quickly. Mm. So their tank goes empty very quickly. So it is about, like, what are the tools to be able to maintain your vitality.
I imagine people that, and I have two that come to mind. I'm pretty sure we all would know a handful of people that would be HSP. I think, you know, when people realize that, do they have kind of like what I would call a shoulder drop moment? Like, oh my gosh, so it's not me. It's not that I'm like, I just can't handle the jandle, like I can't handle it, or I'm just not resilient. It's, oh, I'm an HSP. And suddenly they see themselves differently. They judge themselves differently. Like, they kind of love themselves more. Did you find that?
Yeah, and that's the thing that really warms my heart so much, and it's one of the reasons I created my community, is that it really is that understanding and being understood. And, you know, we even had in one of the situations where there was a woman, she was just in tears because she's like, oh my God. She's never seen it as a superpower. She's seen it as this issue because people, oh my God, you're so sensitive. And oh my God, why do you have to go so deep all the time? Because you can't have a superficial conversation either. You know, it just doesn't exist. And so so being seen, being understood, and understanding yourself better and how to then be this version of you in the world is such a relief. It's such an alignment with your authenticity, which is key, you know, to a successful life, is just aligning with your own authenticity, whatever that means. So yeah, with the HSP is part of that as well.
So one of the ways it sounds like to be supported is to, first of all, realize, you know, and kind of not so much slap the label on, but it's just to realize and to appreciate the superpower nature, like you said. And then also another way to be supported is to get around other people that get it. So you mentioned your community. Do you have a community of HSP people,
or
other stuff?
As you mentioned, I've been in this industry and in this work for 30 plus years. So I've worked in health and wellness and support and coaching and so many different aspects of health and wellness for a long time. And what I did find also is that It's really fantastic to go and see a coach and get some coaching. And it's really fantastic to go on a journey of like up-leveling and optimization, whatever it is, whatever pathway that is, if it's the gym, if it's biohacking, if it's spirituality, whatever your journey is to constantly grow and optimize. Sometimes what happens is there is these periods of growth, and then there's these periods of like being out in, on your own, where you're sort of wavering, not really sure how to keep moving forward, or maybe even standing still or going backwards. Mm-hmm. So I created this community. It's called Soul Space. And about that is that it's exactly that. It's a coaching container where we come together twice a month for hot seat coaching, so people can bring anything to the coaching session. And that can be an ongoing journey. So they can talk about, hey, I'm really struggling with this and this, or what are some ideas to keep me motivated about this? Or I've got some issues going on with my relationship or my health and well-being, or how do I do this better? Or the HSP journey as well comes in quite a lot. And it, like I said, it just tends to be the type of clients that work with me. And with that, we also have like a platform where people can tap in their own time, do some courses, follow up on the calls, get in touch with the community. We've got a community Telegram page where I give regular updates and things. So it's somewhere that you can be understood. And a lot of people on this journey, and say, for example, HSP people, it's almost like they hide it a little bit. So they've managed to be successful in the world without showing too much of that. And sometimes people are in a corporate setting or in a, they can be in a very, for want of a better word, 3D realm, or in the normal world, and still have an inner world that isn't completely expressed. And so to be in an environment where you can zip off your humaning suit and then share all of who you truly are and be amongst others who are also out there being their authentic self and showing some sensitivity and some vulnerability and be understood, be seen, and then gather strength, really cultivate their own superpowers as well. So yeah, that's kind of what the Soul Space is all about.
Well, I'm a huge fan of communities, and that song just came to mind, you know, like, and let your guard down.
Yes.
Right. So a place where you can literally let your guard down, be yourself. You don't have to be, you know, whatever your job title is and whatever everyone knows you as. Yeah, I think that is so critical where people, I'm a big fan for people showing up as the true you, the true version of themselves, and getting support for that. And I'm a big fan of hot seat coaching. So for you guys that are listening, you're like, what does she mean by hot seat? This is what I'll explain it, but you can tweak it if I'm off base. But where one or two people might go, yeah, hey, who's got a burning question today? And one person goes, I do. And you basically coach them. But the people that are there listening or watching the replay in this safe container of the community, they're all members, they can get wisdom, they can get, you know, gems and gold insights for themselves just by listening to the coaching that you're giving to that person. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. And what's also fascinating in our container, but also ones that I'm part of as well, it's just always, you come to the call with a question or something that you want to bring to the call. You may not get on the hot seat coaching, and half the time you kind of don't need to, because two or three people who got hot seat coaching actually asked the question you wanted to ask, or the theme seems to always be the same. And people always say that in these containers. They're like, this is exactly the theme that I had. There's always a theme that comes to the call, and people seem to be. And I think that's part of the fact that because we are in a community and we're like-minded people, we're on a similar journey. So of course we're encountering similar things. And so then when you come to the call, it's like, yeah, that's relevant. So often, even if you're not on the hot seat, you get so much out of those calls anyway, like you say.
Yeah, because some people would be like, I don't want to be on the hot seat. You don't have to.
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're going to walk away. Okay, that's cool. So what I would love to do for, you know, anyone who's watching this, my community, your community, whoever's watching this, are you happy to do like a you know, a giveaway. So yeah. Maybe people, if you're interested in Wendy's community, which is called Soul Space, maybe you are a highly sensitive person. Maybe you're not, because that's just part of it. But there's the other parts to it as well. Health and wellness. Maybe that's on you just want to live kind of a next level life or raise the bar. So if you want to go in the draw to win, are you happy to donate a free month?
Absolutely. Yes. We'd love to have people.
So how much is a free month at the moment?
At the moment, because we've got a special price on. So at the moment, a free month is, a month is $59 for the month, usually $99. So
$99.
To come and join in and get a chance to actually have a whole free month.
Awesome. Okay, so let's just make it easy. So to go in the draw, like type comment below with the word giveaway. Just put maybe hashtag giveaway or something like that. That means that you're keen to go in the draw to win a free month. And Wendy, we'll also grab the link and I'll put that below so they can be like, what am I joining? What is Soul Space? Can you just give us a little bit more overview? Like, what would they get? Some people are going to be like, I don't need to go in a draw. Just sign me up. I want support in this area. I want to be, you know, I want to be understood. What else is in the Soul Space?
Yeah, so basically it's a fortnightly hot seat coaching session that we have. We also have a weekly meditation. So there's energy meditation. That's live meditation session. There is a platform that they have access to. So you'll get access to the platform. It's got a few courses on there, and that's a growing platform as well. So we've got things like Biohacking 101 on there as a course. There's also Nervous System Recovery course. There's a few other ones. There's some webinars on there and ongoing courses. And then we also have a Telegram support group. And what we also do is we have challenges to support each other. So one month we might be doing a 3-day fast challenge. Mm. So whoever wants to try and do a 3-day fast, I educate a little bit more about why we do fasting, how we're going to do a good, healthy fast, and then we're going to support each other and do a fast together. Maybe a cold exposure challenge, a journaling challenge, a meditation challenge. So we do these little things to optimize and say, okay, hey, this month, let's all set a challenge. We're going to do a meditation. I'll provide the meditation. We're going to do this meditation every day for a week, and we've got some accountability there. Mm-hmm. So it's just that consistency that I was mentioning that sometimes gets lost after we've been in a container of coaching or course or something like that. So just to maintain and just be in a community of people who are on that same path together and supporting each other.
You know what it sounds like to me? A lot of things that a lot of people have been meaning to do, like, oh, I really need to journal. Oh, gosh, I really got to get around to meditating. And it's like all those things you've been meaning to do, or at least a lot of people that I hang out with, that kind of thing. But you're supported and you make it easy because it's 3-day challenges. I was going to say, what is biohacking for those that don't know? Because remember when I first met you, I was like, I don't even know what that is. But I think you might have mentioned it. Is it cold exposure?
Well, biohacking basically is from the concept of hacking your biology. And so this is more from I work with four pillars, and this really focuses a bit more on the physical pillar, because we do look at cell optimization and gut health and optimizing your mitochondria function, which is going to give you more vitality. So it's about boosting your vitality and health and longevity and youngering. However, even meditation can be seen as a biohack, you know, so because it is still hacking your biology and optimizing your energetic field, like raising your energy field and expanding your energy field and clearing your energy field is also a biohack, because it's also going to optimize your biology. But we put it in the category. And so in the biohacking 101 course, it really is only, it's mainly focused on fasting. It gives you a fasting challenge, a cold exposure challenge, a meditation challenge. And then there is one more in there, sleep, optimizing your sleep. So that focuses on four pillars of biohacking, but there are many more, which we do cover. And again, this is something that people bring into the call, because some people go, oh, I really want to do some of the biohacking stuff. They might do the biohacking course, delve into that in their own time and go down a bit of a rabbit hole with it. And then during that, they can come to the call and go, hey, while I was out in my own journey, I discovered this. What are your thoughts on this? Can you give me some advice on this? Can you give me some guidance? And yeah, so it's just an opportunity for us to keep anchoring back in and bringing back our discoveries and then implementing them into our lives all of us.
I love it. I love that it nurtures them along the way. So that's good. So if anyone is thinking, I'm intrigued, I want to learn more, we will put the link below. If you want to go in the giveaway, just type giveaway. We'll put your name in the hat as such. And Wendy will be in touch. And maybe we'll give it, I don't know, a couple of weeks from whenever we post this. So let's just say mid-May off the cuff. And just back to the HSP comment as well. Is there anything that came to mind for you when Wendy was talking about the HSP? Some people will be like, oh my gosh, I always thought I was ADHD. And now I realize I'm just super sensitive. You know, I have a friend, we went to an energy room and she was like, I am so sensitive. Can you drive? Because I don't know how I'm going to be afterwards. You know, so people, it presents in such different ways. I thank you so much for sharing a little bit of wisdom. I know you have so much, but we only just like took a little sneak peek in today. Thank you so much, Wendy, for joining me to talk about HSPs and how to support them.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Awesome. And thank you everyone for listening. And we look forward to hearing how you're going to up your brave. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Wendy V talking about highly sensitive people. I would love to know your thoughts on that, your feedback. Is there anything that stood out to you? Is maybe there someone in your life that came to mind and you might have had an aha moment yourself, realizing that I didn't realize that person was an HSP. I mean, before this interview, I really hadn't heard much about the term, so I think it's really eye-opening, and that's really what I aim to do on the Up Your Brave show, of course, is to inspire and motivate and empower you, but also to open your eyes to concepts and connections and communities that you might not have known about before. As mentioned, you can get in touch with Wendy on Evolve NZ, and you can watch the video version if you want to on my Up Your Brave with Natalie Cutler-Welsh page on Facebook. Definitely go and follow me there if you haven't already. And I'm actually also quite active on Instagram, Up Your Brave on Instagram.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.